Yo, hey, thanks for dropping in again. It's that time. Welcome to IMC Tech Talk Podcast, the funkiest tech show on the planet. I'm your host, CJ. This is episode 103 for July 2007, ebook security. If you're using ebooks out there, how secure are yours? We've got something for you. Also, in tech news today, we're going to have a nice little interview, should I say, from Walt Mossberg of the Wall Street Journal. He's reviewing the Apple iPhone. Also, LG looks set to team up with YouTube to create a phone that should be pretty cool. And it's like MySpace, but it's called BakeSpace. Should be a pretty hot combination there. Also, we're going to our new little segment we started. We're going to have a hit from an up-and-coming artist. This week's artist is Heidi. She's from Sydney, now living in London, and she's about to record her first debut album on a major label. She'll be in New York doing that very soon. She also has a company out in London, her and her partner Steve, called Have a Vision Productions. We'll be playing her song. The song is called Love. It's pretty cool. We'll be ending the show off with that one today. This comes from our venture with our other business partners called The Big Come Up, which will be launching soon. So musicians and artists out there, producers, you need to be checking it out soon. I think they're launching in August. That's www.thebigcomeup.com. Okay, well, let's get into it. Here we go. We're going to kick this off with the interview from we're going to go with Walt Mossberg from the Wall Street Journal reviewing the iPhone.
Hi, this is Walt Mossberg, personal technology columnist from the Wall Street Journal. And this is the week. 4 months, people have been going crazy about this forthcoming device called the iPhone from Apple. Here it is. It goes on sale Friday at 6 p.m. And in the 16 years I have been reviewing tech products, I cannot remember any product having this kind of hype and high expectations surrounding it. So it was quite interesting for me to be testing it the last 2 weeks. I conducted my tests in a number of cities on both the East and West Coasts. I used it in airports and Starbucks and my house and office in Fenway Park in Boston on streets. And it is certainly the most beautiful and the most radical smartphone or handheld computer I have ever tested. Starting with the physical, as you can see, it's very thin. It's actually thinner than, for instance, the Samsung Blackjack, which is quite a skinny phone. And yet it has this enormous 3.5-inch screen, which takes up most of the front of it. It does not have a keyboard. It uses a virtual keyboard on the screen. And when this was first announced by Apple in January, when the phone was disclosed, I was among many, many people who thought this was a real deal-breaker feature. I have to say that 3 days into testing the thing, I wanted to throw it out the window because the keyboard was so difficult to use and I was so slow and making so many errors on it. But 5 days in, I suddenly found that I could type as well and as fast as I have been typing on my Trio's physical keyboard for years. So my conclusion is that the keyboard issue on the iPhone is a non-issue. The phone has a tremendous web browser, the best I have ever seen on a handheld device. It actually shows you the real layout and the real totality of the web pages you're looking at. It doesn't rearrange them or stack them or do all the funny things that you're used to on a phone. And if you want to zoom in and read a section of a web page, you just double tap with your finger. The email program on it is also very PC or computer-like. It shows you a preview of the email, and if, let's say, there's a photo that's been sent in the email, That photo, you don't have to click separately to see it. It shows up right there in the email. The phone part of it is fine. I wouldn't say it was the best voice quality I've ever heard on a phone, but it was okay. The big drawback to the iPhone, in my opinion, is the fact that it only runs on one carrier in the United States, and that's AT&T. Apple and AT&T did an exclusive deal. It is not a short-term exclusive deal either. I do not expect any time in the foreseeable future to see this phone in a version from Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile. And in fact, it's locked so that you can't even put in a T-Mobile card and use it on the T-Mobile network. Now, AT&T is the biggest carrier in the U.S., so why do I consider that a downside? Well, we all know that coverage varies, and if you're in an area without a great AT&T coverage, no matter how much you lust after this thing, it's not going to be very useful if you can't make calls on it. The other problem is that the data part of this, and remember I said it has a wonderful email program and a wonderful web browser, but those depend, of course, on a fast connection to the internet. And this phone runs on a cell network that AT&T has that's called Edge, which is quite slow compared to the faster networks that even AT&T has on some other phones and that Verizon and Sprint have on some Trios and Blackberries and other competitors. So if you are relying on the cell phone network for internet access on this, it is fairly slow. The saving grace is the iPhone also has Wi-Fi. There are a few other smartphones with that, but not many. And Apple has designed the Wi-Fi part of this beautifully so that when you walk into a room or a Starbucks or someplace where there's a Wi-Fi network, the phone knows about it, instantly switches you to Wi-Fi for your internet access. And, of course, that really flies. But when you're on the move, if you're in a cab going through a city and you're trying to do web browsing or email, you're pretty much stuck with the slower cell phone network called Edge. Well, there's a lot more to say about this, and I've covered a lot more of the details in my column in the Wall Street Journal and on WSJ.com and on allthingsd.com. But this is a fascinating product that I think raises the bar for all other smartphones. This is Walt Mossberg, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, that's Walt's review. You know, you got to think, you know, like the special list of people that got him, he was definitely one of them. You know, do they get special privileges? Do they have to be nice? If you notice all the things he said, didn't necessarily knock the phone, it knocked AT&T. Anyway, if you bought one of these phones, we want to hear if you've had any issues. Did the phone live up to all the hype? Is it the bee's knees, as they say? Drop us a line and let us know. Now for a couple of quick announcements. For those of you that knew this was going on, our promotion with the Budget Virtual Offices crew is now over. It's finished. That's it. No more. They got a good response out of it. The free offer, they said they may do again later in the year, but as for now, that's over with. So if you email into that, I'm sorry, the only thing you'll probably get is a I'm sorry, this competition is over letter. Also, we're going to be posting on the blog. The blog address is HTTP. HTTP internetmarketingcrew.blogspot.com. That's internetmarketingcrew.blogspot.com. No www in there. You guys know that. Anyway, we've got the guys over at IMC to give us a 30-day trial of to our viewers of their whole internet marketing secrets, you know, for your business online tool. For $2.95, you apply. You basically just, you know, you come to our site, everything's there. You apply for it, and they'll mail you out like 800 pages of information, documents, things that that they've used to, you know, really make their company successful online. For those of you that don't know, IMC, the Internet Marketing Center, they turn over about $56 million a year just doing what they do online. and they only have two businesses linked to it and a few products out there. So they do very good. We actually use a lot of their products here. You'll get also videos and everything. And if you don't like it at the end of the 30 days, you can send it back. But they don't think you'll do that. But anyway, so check our check the blog, and that information will be available for you there. While we're still moving on here, before we get to our main topic of the day, LG looks like they're going to be teaming up with YouTube. This would be interesting. The Korean electronics giant signed an agreement with Google development team to be focused on a YouTube mobile phone. That's going to be very, very interesting. It looks like they were trying to work a deal with Apple originally, and it didn't go through. There was failure to launch, and by Apple not launching, not having 3G available in their new phone, just made the deal where it wasn't going the direction that they wanted to go. So they're creating their own, so look for that to hit the market. There's also something out new that we think is really fantastic you guys should check out. There's a site that's like MySpace, but it's called BakeSpace. I dig it. We went and checked it out. It's just like MySpace, but it's MySpace for people that like food. the company that started it is a California-based group. And it's basically like providing a virtual kitchen online. So we really urge you to drop in. It's bakespace.com and have a look. Wow. Okay. Before we wrap things up with our cut from Heidi, we're going to hit our main topic of the day, which is ebooks. I know a lot of people out there publish ebooks. You may be one of those. We're just going to talk about really quick about the security. We found a great way to publish ebooks out there. We have a product that we use. We'd like to pass on the information to you. Basically, we want you kind of, you know, when you're posting an ebook out there, you know, you got to look at keeping your information secure and safe. For a long time, there just really hasn't been anything. The normal scenario out there is a lot of people create PDFs, and they think, you know, when you embed it where people can't copy or print it out and things like that, you know, you kind of feel like you've got security, but the reality of the whole situation is you don't. You know, it's nothing for someone to get that, copy it, and then retype it and stick it back out. One of the main issues too, we've had a few customers, few of my business clients that they post something out, and the next thing you know, the client decides, you know, hey, I don't want this ebook. So what do? They stop payment on the credit card, and then you know, you have to give them a refund, and the charge is reversed. You've already sent them the ebook. How do you get the ebook back? You know, there's there's some spots out there where they do like web based. You know, you have to, once you've paid, you've been given access, you know, but then, you know, there's another security issue. What's to stop me once I've done that, you know, giving my username and password to 150 people? You know, it's not really a secure thing, you know. And today the solution we're going to give you is a little bit more secure. The product's called eBook Pro. Once again, and our old buddies at IMC, hello. You know, we all work together, so hey, try to make things easier and better for you out there. Right now, I'm going to give you the address, our email address, so you can get more info on this as we go along. Just email us at imctechnews@gmail.com. That's imctechnews@gmail.com. And in the subject, just put eBook Pro, eBook, E-B-O-O-K, space P-R-O, and we'll rush you back all way more information than I'm going to cover right now. Okay, well, let's go over some of the really hot points of having your own ebook. You don't have to pay for information to be printed because it's free. You create it yourself. No delivery costs because it's free. You don't have to worry about warehouse space because it's not required. And you don't have to hire any staff unless you just want to. You know, people use the internet for information, so it's easy to turn a need for information into an ebook. They're also great as ways to generate traffic for your site. You know, you create an ebook, and what I like about the product is you can create what's called as a viral ebook. And with a viral ebook, this means you can send it out to for free. Send it to as many people as you want. And with our product, before they can even use it, they have to register it. So when they register it, that equals more people in your database because they have to put their information in before the ebook will even activate itself. So it's a great way to create traffic. The main thing out there is the security. Basic situation. A guy orders your ebook and then he decides, hey, I don't want this anymore. But let's say they're not being really honest. They want to keep your information. Well, with eBook Pro, basically what happens is the moment you get the charge back, you can basically go into your account and you look at it and say, okay, John said he didn't want his eBook anymore. And click, click, deactivate. When John comes back and gets on his computer and tries to open up your eBook, it'll let him know that his program has been deactivated. And that if he would like to continue using the service, that he would have to go back and pay for it on your site. So, that's kind of a really good thing out there for security. So you can kind of, monitor what's going on and keep track so the control kind of stays in your hand. You also have the ability to encrypt the book. There's 40-bit encryption and 128-bit encryption. So, it's really, really easy to use and... It comes with templates and everything, so the layout is very easy. We put together a 20-page ebook, and I'm not kidding. And I think it was 18 minutes, and then we posted it to the internet and downloaded and checked it, and it was fabulous. So if you're looking for something that's going to be really easy to use and really stream well, this is the product to use. The thing that makes it really good is for the security end. The reason you can activate and deactivate it is because it talks back to the server. So the main book is on the when it's posted on the site, it talks back to the IMC server. So if you deactivate the information once the person registers and you deactivate it, it's deactivated from the server. So it makes it more secure. They can't just download it and take it with them. It's totally impossible, and it's safe. Remember, we want to hear your input on the show. Drop us a line anytime. You can post it from our podcast website. Just leave us an email at imctechtalk@podomatic.com. Tell us what's on your mind tech-wise, or you can also, like we said, at the podcast website is www.imctechtalk@podomatic.com. Just scroll down on the right of the page there, and you'll see several ways to leave us messages. I think we have a Twitter thing there. We've got our own little messenger where you can click on it and leave us a message. If we're online and you see a green light there, you can actually talk to some of the crew. You can message them back and forth. You don't have to download any software on your computer or anything like that. You can also phone us in a comment anytime on area code 206-984-1343. That's our podcast line in the United States. And, I think that'll do it for you being able to contact us there. All right, look, we're going to break into... this song called L-O-V-E by Heidi. Like we said, Heidi is a good friend of ours. She lived here in Sydney for a while and moved over to London to kind of further her career. Now she's in America, back in my home country. Looks like she's going to be doing okay over there. Her song is called Love, and we hope you like it. Till then, should I say till the next time, take it easy. And we hope you enjoy the show and come back and catch us again. Ciao. Smile, it seems content to stay, and
a glow I can't hide. No, love is my life with you in it. Each day, standing close by my side. Love, what is it to you? Has it run through you? Have you ever felt the sensations of love? Show me that it's you. Help me carry through. Come on and feel me. I need you, love. Love is my limbs aching to hold, itching to stretch, embrace you whole. Love is my energy to give and receive, giving me life. I move more with ease. Love is my smile that seems content to stay, and it's a glow I can't hide. No, love is my life with you in it each day. Ignore and understand a word.